Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for May 22nd through June 3rd, 2011. This week has a series of important political and other events. There was a series of attacks on non-violent demonstrators. French Foreign Minister set out his government's peace plan for the Middle East. And there were preparations on both sides for Naxa Day on Sunday. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. Six civilians were injured on Friday and many more were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protests in a number of West Bank communities. This week, protests were reported in the villages of Al-Nabi Salam, Bilin and Nilin in the central West Bank, as well as Al-Masra in the south. One man was injured in the leg and two dozen were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as the troops attacked the weekly protest in the village of Al-Nabi Salam, central West Bank. On Friday morning, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters gathered near land where Israel plans to build a new settlement. Troops attacked villages as soon as they left and later invaded the village and fired tear gas into people's homes. Later, after the midday prayers, protesters marched again to the settlement construction site, where troops attacked them with more tear gas before leaving the village. One man was hit with a tear gas bomb, injuring his hand. Troops later invaded the village and took over homes, including the house of Bassem Al-Tamimi, a local activist who has been detained by the Israeli military for the past 6 months. Similarly, in Bilayin village, a journalist was injured and many more were treated for tear gas inhalation after troops attacked the protest. Residents of Bilayin have been protesting at the wall for the past 6 years. International and Israeli supporters joined the villagers after the midday prayers. As soon as people reached the gate of the wall separating villagers from their lands, troops fired tear gas and sound bombs. Khalid Sabarna, 45, a local journalist, was injured when a tear gas bomb hit him in the hand. Further protests were held in the nearby village of Nilayin, where the residents and their Israeli and international supporters held the Friday midday prayers near the Israeli wall. The protesters then marched up to the wall, marking the third year of their resistance against it. Troops fired tear gas and live rounds at protesters, causing minor injuries to four. Furthermore, troops fired tear gas at nearby olive orchards, where a number of olive trees caught fire. Elsewhere in the same day, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters protested against the wall and in settlements in Al-Masra village in the southern West Bank. Israeli troops stopped villagers from reaching the construction site of the wall and pushed people back into the village, where the protest ended without any further clashes. As Palestinian-Israeli peace process is going through the hardest times ever, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and his Israeli counterpart Shimon Peres discussed this week possibilities of advanced peace. Rami Al-Maghari has more.
The meeting between the two leaders came on the sideline of a celebration ceremony in Rome on the 150th anniversary of the reunification of Italy. Both presidents were reported to have discussed this stalled peace away from media outlets. Shimon Peres said this week that the Palestinian Authority would likely gain a recognition of a Palestinian state by September of this year at the United Nations. Meanwhile, other Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, believed that a UN recognition of a Palestinian state or 1967 borders would not help the Palestinians unless such a declaration comes out of direct negotiations between the Israeli and Palestinian sides. Palestinian Authority's President Mahmoud Abbas, along with his negotiating team, have been boycotting the Israeli side over what Palestinians contend continued Israeli settlement activities on occupied Palestinian lands, mainly in East Jerusalem, which Israeli PM said this week would remain the united capital of Israel. Palestinians have repeatedly demanded a freeze of all settlement activities in order to pave the way for a two-state solution based on the 1967 borders, including West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. At the internal Palestinian level, the major Palestinian parties Fatah and Hamas signaled this week possibility for forming a technocratic government that would prepare for elections to select a unity government between them. In a period of 2 weeks, Ghazi Hamad is deputy foreign minister of the ruling Hamas party in Gaza.
So I think it's now this is a time now to say, to have a new platform, a new strategy, to work together. It's not the program of Fatah or a program of Hamas or a program of Islamic Jihad. Now we have to work for what's called the national platform and national program.
In other news, Israeli and Palestinian sources denied Egyptian reports suggesting that a prisoner swap deal between Israel and Hamas has been reached recently. The Cairo-based Al Misriyoun or Egyptians newspaper quoted former Egyptian ambassador to Tel Aviv, Mohammed Bissouni, as saying that Cairo concluded the deal that would see the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in return for captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who Hamas has been capturing in Gaza for 4 years now. Bassiouni also refuted those reports. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
This week was marked with a series of arrests, housing demolitions, assaults and military incursions. The details with IMEMC's David Steele.
On the afternoon of Friday the 27th of May, the Israeli police attacked Israeli and Palestinian activists as they held a non-violent protest in front of Ha-Hazatim, an illegal Israeli settlement in Ras Al-Amud neighbourhood in occupied East Jerusalem, and abducted one Palestinian protester. An elderly Palestinian shepherd, Hamid Al-Kait, 67, was admitted to hospital on the same day with a fractured skull, internal bleeding and bruising throughout his body after he was attacked and beaten by a group of 12 Israeli settlers south of Nablus. The incident took place in Madama village, near the city of Nablus in the northern West Bank. According to eyewitnesses, the settlers came by foot from the nearby settlement of Yitzhar, a small outpost established by extreme right-wing Israeli settlers in the middle of several Palestinian-populated areas and far east of the 1967 armistice line between Israel and Palestine. Al-Ket was found by relatives and taken to hospital in Nablus, where he remains in critical condition. On Saturday evening, Israeli soldiers detained three international peace activists and one Palestinian as the army attacked the weekly non-violent protest in Iraq Burin village, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Soldiers fired gas bombs and rubber-coated bullets at protesters, leading to several injuries. A group of extremist Israeli settlers living in the Beit Ayin settlement, built on Palestinian lands, belonged to the Beit Omar village, north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, on Saturday attacked Palestinian orchards and uprooted 20 olive trees. The attacked lands belong to members of the Abu Jabba Azlaibi family. Eyewitnesses said that Israeli soldiers were present in the area but did not stop the settlers. Soldiers did, however, prevent residents from reaching their vineyards and olive orchards. Israeli soldiers have prevented university lecturer Dr. Farid Abu Zair from travelling to Jordan as he was trying to cross the Allenby Bridge to be with his son, who has surgery scheduled at a Jordanian hospital. Abu Zair teaches at Al-Najah University in the northern West Bank city of Nablus. On Saturday evening, Israeli soldiers detained five Palestinians, including women and children, and kidnapped an international activist near Safa village, north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The residents were working in their farmlands before extremist settlers of the Beit Ayin settlement attacked them and uprooted olive trees. Israeli soldiers arrived at the scene and declared a closed military zone, a pretext often used to arrest and intimidate Palestinian farmers and their supporters. The closed military zone is, in fact, the agricultural lands owned by the residents of the village. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported that Israeli soldiers shot and injured a Palestinian man on Sunday at dawn, east of Al-Zaitun neighbourhood in Gaza City. The wounded resident suffered moderate wounds and is currently in a stable condition. The shots came from soldiers stationed at an Israeli military tower, the Al-Malaka military base, east of Al-Zaitun. Israeli authorities forced Mahmoud Aramin to demolish his house in East Jerusalem on Sunday, or risk having it destroyed by an Israeli bulldozer, which would have incurred an exorbitant fine. Aramin had already paid thousands of dollars in fines to the Jerusalem municipality in monthly instalments for having built an unlicensed house in East Jerusalem. Palestinians who live in East Jerusalem have not been granted building permits since 1967 and face frequent demolitions of their homes by Israeli authorities. Under Article 53 of the Fourth Geneva Convention, home demolition by an occupying power is strictly illegal unless rendered absolutely necessary by military operations. The Palestinian Journalists Forum in Gaza issued a statement denouncing the Israeli police for attacking Palestinian journalists reporting on clashes that took place in the Ras Al-Amud neighbourhood in East Jerusalem. Between 200 and 300 Israeli settlers infiltrated Nablus and called for the Israeli military to re-establish control in the area after they broke free from the Israeli security forces accompanying them. The group was part of some 1,500 Israelis who were visiting nearby Joseph's tomb. 50 of the same group barricaded themselves into the religious site and refused to leave. The group stayed until dawn and clashed with Israeli military forces that tried to remove them. One military driver sustained injuries during the clashes. The Palestinian Authority is to bring legal proceedings due to the property damage caused by the settlers during the incident. All such visits should be agreed with the PA in advance, according to the Oslo Accords, which established Palestinian Authority civic and security control of Ramallah and Nablus. The visit had not been coordinated with the PA, according to PA spokespeople. Israeli forces raided the West Bank city of Jenin and nearby villages, detaining 12 Islamic Jihad forces and closing a charity. The raids, which took place between 3 and 4 a.m, targeted Islamic Jihad members, who Israel accuses of orchestrating and financing planned terrorist attacks. As part of the raid, the military took computers and documents from a charitable organisation called the Muslim Girl. Israeli officials claim that the charity, belonging to university lecturer Muna Qidan, has links with the Islamic Jihad organisation. Qidan was also detained during the raid. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers attacked Khurbet Yizra village in the Jordan Valley, Pride West Bank, and displaced its residents under the claim that the area is a closed military zone. Local sources reported that the soldiers displaced more than 200 shepherds living in the area after surrounding and isolating it. Mukhlis Masaid, head of the Khurbet Yizra village council, noted that there were already 3 military bases in the area and that several residents have been killed and wounded by stray bullets. On Tuesday, the army demolished 13 structures owned by Arab Bedouin in the Al-Faraseya and Al-Maita areas in Wadi Al-Malah in the northern Jordan Valley. 8 homes were demolished in the Al-Maita area of the upper Wadi Malah, home to hundreds of Bedouin, although the homes are far away from Israeli military camps. 6 more homes were levelled in the nearby Al-Faraseya area. The attack is one of several similar attacks carried out by the army in the same area in the last few months. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers abducted 3 children in the southern West Bank city of Hebron and took them to an unknown location. Troops installed roadblocks in the Hebron district, invaded several nearby villages and towns, broke into and searched several homes causing damage. Furthermore, soldiers invaded the nearby towns and villages of Ithna, Yatta and Beit Anun and installed roadblocks leading to Halhul, Ithna and Beit Awa, in addition to the Asihla and Al-Talat Abu Hadid areas. Also, soldiers invaded Beit Amra, north of Yatta in the Hebron district, and imposed a curfew before breaking into several homes and searching them, causing damage to property. Resident Ala Mohammed Deis, 25, said that soldiers violently attacked his 55-year-old soldier while searching his home and destroyed property. Deis added that soldiers also destroyed some of the walls in his father's home and the home of one of their relatives, and searched several nearby homes. Also on Wednesday, a Palestinian worker from Bethlehem suffered bruises and concussion after being violently attacked and beaten by Israeli soldiers and police officers as he was working at a construction site in East Jerusalem. The resident, Ead Obeyat, 30, was working in Sur Bahar village, east of Jerusalem. The soldiers kidnapped him and took him to a different location where he was violently assaulted before being released. He was moved to the Beit Jala governmental hospital suffering serious injuries. On Wednesday evening, Israeli soldiers invaded Kafr al-Lubad village, east of the northern West Bank city of Tulkarm, broke into a school construction site and interrogated several residents. Local sources reported that after breaking into the site, it was searched with military dogs and that the surrounding areas were similarly searched. On Thursday, a group of extremist settlers in the Yitzhar illegal settlement near the northern West Bank city of Nablus attacked Madama Palestinian village and torched Palestinian fields planted with wheat. Following the attack, police arrived at the scene and fired gas bombs at local Palestinians who had clashed with the settlers. No injuries were reported. In another incident on the same day, settlers allegedly blocked a road between Nablus and Qalqiya, preventing Palestinians from using it. As'ad al-Tawil, 15, Adnan al-Tawil, 35, and Awad al-Tawil, 40, were all taken to hospital with what are described as moderate injuries. Under international law, all settlements in the occupied territories, including occupied East Jerusalem, are illegal. For IMEMC.org, this is David Steele.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and me, Kevin Murphy.